Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Shelley Raker from Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
All right.
What do you do there?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, what do you teach?
And I wasn't sure about all those disparaging remarks you were just making.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Who were we disparaging? I don't remember.
She also invented Facebook.
Oh, we were inventing teachers. I don't know if we were disparaging teachers. We were disparaging the Board of Education. Is that okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
That's okay.
Shelley, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
I am.
All right, then. Here's your first limerick.
To recognize folks, I propose a feature all people disclose. The human proboscis is often preposterous, so take note of everyone's
nose.
Right. Imagine a crime scene, and in come the rumpled detectives, and they shout, "I want this room dusted for prints. Nose prints." Researchers at the University of Bath in England say they have come up with a method of identifying individuals more precise than fingerprints or even retinal scans. The nose scan. Noses are unique. Each of them is special as a snowflake. And they're hard to disguise. Police are hailing the system as a great step forward. In fact, the technology is so good, it can detect fingerprints inside the nose. Here's your next limerick.
Gobbling up all the green leaves in view, those old dinosaurs hadn't a clue. They tore and just swallowed. Then stomach aches followed, because they never bothered to
chew.
Right. Paleontologists say they have some insight, finally, into the eating habits of certain dinosaurs. These were gluttonous monsters that did not chew their food. They just grabbed it and swallowed. This has inspired a new theory on why dinosaurs went extinct. After scarfing their food, their tiny vestigial arms couldn't successfully perform the Heimlich maneuver.
Why is that the funniest mental image of all time? One T-Rex trying to do a Heimlich on another one.
He's like, "Bob, I can't help you. I just
chew through my chest. Quick."
Here is your last limerick.
Cottonelle just might give me a rash, dear. Super soft stuff should be in our stash here. Put mountain goat wool on toilet roll spool. Our TP is blended with...
Rash deer, stash here, mountain goat wool. Nothing?
No, I can't imagine what this is.
It's cashmere.
Cashmere toilet paper?
Take it, Shelley.
Cashmere, British supermarket chain Waitrose, has launched a new line of toilet paper spun from cashmere. Said one spokesperson, quote, "It is indulgent, it's stylish, and it's helping provide that extra softness," unquote. In fact, we love the idea. Anyone has ever wanted to buy their wife a cashmere scarf but couldn't afford it? Here's your chance. Just make sure you remove the cardboard tube first. Carl, how did Shelley do in our quiz?
Well, Shelley had two correct answers, Peter, and that's enough to win our prize. Congratulations, Shelley.
Well done.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Shelley.